Welcome back into the Godly Young Men Podcast, episode 103. Super excited you guys are joining us for today's episode. Real quick, before we get into it, Joe's got a great outline episode planned for us today that we're going to be talking about kind of why your last name matters. Very, very important episode. Wanted to remind everybody, we've had a lot of fun with the Discord. I don't want to speak for you, but it's been really fun to connect with a lot of you listeners and viewers, if you're a YouTube viewer, on the Godly Young Men Podcast Discord. As always, the link to sign up for that, we're going to keep in the comments. We're going to try to keep, or I guess the description on YouTube and the description of the podcast app. And we're going to keep trying to, you know, remind everybody about it on social media and stuff. It's just been a lot of fun to connect with people and talk about all kinds of stuff. We've been talking about sports, talking about what our workout routines are.
Fitness, accountability, episode chat,
questions. Spiritual stuff, all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, I want to encourage you, if you've not taken advantage of that, click on the link. It sends you to like a Google form, or you can always just message us on Instagram as well is the easiest way to do that. So, yeah, that's our little plug for the Discord. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Make sure to also check out our merch. That's the other thing that we've been pushing recently is we have, and if you have ideas for merch, is like, man, I'd love if you did this, let us know. Send it our way. We'll see if we can build it and create it on the Printful site that we're using. We have kind of our own little store on that that site. We love what they've printed for us so far, what they've created. And so we try to bring them in and buy them ahead of time. There's maybe a couple things. I don't think the flag or the Columbia jacket, but a couple things on there. We have not personally ordered ourselves. I'd love to at some point soon, but yeah, I mean, make sure to go check those things out. But if you say, what if, or, you know, can you build this? Can you do that? Let us know. But otherwise, yeah, we've already gotten some good feedback on the shirts, the hoodies, things like that. Make sure to go check those out. But anything else
before we get us into what we're talking about today?
So this is something that I've been thinking about a lot recently. We've talked about legacy. We've talked about the 250-year vision, right? We've talked about things like that. I've been thinking about this one for a little while, though, and I can't remember what sparked it. I think there was something that hit. That sparked it. In our other podcast, we've been recently talking about hyphenating names. The feminists, there are some cultures, the
last names, that is.
Yes, yeah. The Mexican culture, they hyphenate last names, and they have their own reasons and such. But we are kind of going off on the feminist idea of hyphenating names. And if you have a woman who's looking to hyphenate the last name and wants to take her maiden name and your name, run. That's not great.
Unless that's Joe's hot take.
Yes, yeah. Unless there's some cultural reason or something. Run. But the reason why is, I was thinking about this. I went to a Scottish festival last year. I've been to a few of them. And our family, Wilkie, is very Scottish. I come from Wilkinson, and there's, you know, Wilkerson, I think. There's Wilkins and things like that. But all kind of goes in the same vein. And so we found a plaque that said Wilkie, and I ended up purchasing it. And it has a history of, like, David Wilkie and John Wilkie, some famous Wilkies that go back to, like, the 1400s. And it's one of those that I'll read occasionally, every once in a while. I've read it a couple times now, and it hits you. I bear a lot on my shoulders to take the name Wilkie, and I'm really proud that I'm going to have three boys that are going to take the name Wilkie to the following and subsequent generations. That's nothing against those who only have girls. I understand that. That's the way that God provides and such. But I love that the Wilkie name is going to be preserved. Yeah. There is a specialness to it that I don't want to be missed. I want my boys to understand, like, this Wilkie name goes back to the 1400s, maybe before. You know, there's weight and gravitas that comes with it.
When you think about, you've heard us talk before about how focused we are on family. We think family is a really, really big deal. Whether you are still 15, 16, living with your family, or whether you are like us, you know, older and you have your own family, family is really, really important. And we're in a society right now who doesn't think family is important, who is trying to tear apart the family, really trying to completely just subvert and twist the family, but not even just with things like homosexual marriage and abortion, all, you know, feminism, all that. But you think about what's cool for teenagers. You think about what's cool for a lot of people who are your age, who are listening and watching, with their family. It's not get along with their family. Not like your parents and, you know, your sibling. I don't really get along with them. You know, they're kind of uncool, and it's way more cool and popular for you to hang out with your friends and kind of you brush your family to the side, right? That's kind of that's what public school, especially, not to bash them, but that's what public school really pushes. Even youth groups to some extent. I think that it's usually a little bit more manageable in a youth group, obviously, because you're trying to serve God and be a Christian. But even with that, I very much remember it was just, it kind of felt natural for me to push my younger siblings aside to go hang out with my friends. Family is so incredibly important, and that's what we're talking about with this last name mattering episode. My one of my relatives, I don't even remember, I think he was some kind of uncle, great uncle, something like that. he had a passion for going through and finding what our family lineage was and researching. And he built this huge family tree that I remember when I was 10 or 11, I got to see. And our heritage actually goes all the way back to William Bradford on the Mayflower.
No big deal.
With the Pilgrims, the guy that wrote of Plymouth Plantation. You know, kind of the guy that started the thing over here, but no big deal.
That's kind of cool, I suppose. Yeah, I don't know.
Sort of cool, but no. So like I've known for a while that our heritage goes all the way back to the Mayflower, but it's similar to you, what you said. It's like, oh man, that's kind of a big deal. Like that's kind of a lot of responsibility on my shoulders, like you said, to carry on that name. But what we want to talk about specifically is why it's important for you to think about that. Yeah. How many times have you thought, man, I kind of have to carry on this family name? Young guys don't think about that. I didn't think about that when I was 16. I'm not going to lie. And I know a lot of you probably don't either. Joe, talk for a second about why we think that that's so important for us to continue on with this almost not burden, but like responsibility to make sure that we carry on the good reputation of our last name.
Yeah, well, first, I'd start out with, I think it's important to God. I think families are important to God. We can see this. You go back to the olden days, right? You go back to Achan. His entire family is wiped out because of his sin.
Joshua 7.
So you go to, and of course he takes from Jericho what he's not supposed to take, and his entire family gets killed because of his sin.
His kids didn't take it. His wife, he did.
He did, but it reflects poorly upon his family, and they're all stoned. You look at the tribes, the 12 tribes. We get this sense, I think, that when we're Christians, that those things don't matter. Your names, that's not true. Mm-hmm. I do think names still very much matter. And you can look at it in history and go, well, surnames technically didn't come around until, look, Cain's passed it down to their sons. Why? Because they wanted it in the family. Tribes and nations and people groups and things like that, like, those clearly mattered. And so even before houses or before surnames, houses and such mattered to people, and we're going to stay close to it. So that would be the first reason I would say is just, I think this is important to God. I think our families and the tribes that we have or whatever it may be that you want to say, I think those things matter.
Well, and you know the best evidence for this? You know the last name Hitler. You know the last name Booth, John Wilkes Booth. Yeah. You know the last name Dahmer. You know the last, and I, you know, there's
a great point.
A dozen more names that we could list. I mean, McVeigh, Timothy McVeigh that blew up the Oklahoma City, the building was, but like these are notorious last names in history that you look at and go, yep. Oh man, yikes, I don't want to be any part of that. And then, so we know it makes sense in one direction that, oh, you know, I don't want to be that person, but it's almost like we were like, well, maybe we can just be somewhere in the middle. We can just be kind of neutral where maybe we're not super, well-known in a good way, but we're also not super well-known in a bad way. And so we're just going to kind of do our own thing. And listen, we're not saying you got to go out there and be president or got to go out there and, you know, make a national monument for yourself or anything like that. The point is being able to look back at your heritage, be able to look back at your family lineage, your family tree, and say, our family's done some great things. Yeah. I don't want to be the loser who just plays video games my entire life and either never gets married or gets married really late and kind of just mess around and don't really like do anything with my life. I don't want to be that person. Right. And if you're thinking about things in the terms of like, I don't want to disappoint my family, I want to uphold my family name, that's going to be a lot harder to do.
Yeah, that's exactly it. We talked about Jonathan Edwards before, I think.
This is a good point to bring up. Yeah.
For 200, I think they tracked it for over 200 years, I think they had one degenerate. They had heads of state, they had lawyers,
they had a vice president,
preachers, they had a vice president, all throughout their lineage from Jonathan Edwards because they had a strong vision of where they were going. The name mattered. And so they treated it accordingly. And you produced dozens and dozens and dozens of strong men and women throughout history. One degenerate, one guy that turned out to be a drunk, and all of that. We're talking dozens of people because they had a vision for what they wanted. The last name mattered, and they treated it as such. And so you see people nowadays, my wife made this point recently, of you never really see it in the kids. It's the grandkids where you start to see where a man's legacy, where the family name starts to fall apart.
That's interesting.
Do the grandkids take it? It's the same thing as first generation versus second generation immigrants that come in. First generation immigrants work incredibly hard. A lot of times the second generation immigrants, whether that be through public school or whatever else, they don't quite have the same values maybe as the first generation had. And so you can see the values that get passed down. And to me, this stands out to what is the value to the Wilkie family? And so you go back to the question that you asked, why does this matter? What are the reasons for this? I think it's about thinking bigger. So first, it's because I think it does matter to God. But second off, it's about thinking bigger. We think about more than just the immediate. Because the immediate thing says, I really like this girl. Let's go ahead and get married. She's really hot, whatever it is. The immediate thing is, I just really want this life. Whatever it is. Well, you just married a non-Christian. We'll have an episode on that in the next episode. About marrying a non-Christian, or you just married somebody who is completely incompetent, somebody who doesn't believe in homeschooling and is a complete feminist, whatever it is, that's going to change the the trajectory of your family forever
in a drastic way.
In a drastic way. So the Wilkie name that was going to, Lord willing, be held up high is now brought low because maybe divorce comes in later, God forbid type of thing, right? But maybe divorce comes in later, maybe the kids turn out horribly because she's not carrying the family name forward. She doesn't really care about those things. So that's the first thing I would say is the immediate, it causes you to think more than just about immediate gratification. I want to go out and do that really dumb thing. Maybe not. Maybe this is something that I think twice about because my family name will be remembered for this.
And that's the second thing about it. So you talk about thinking about more than just the immediate, but also thinking about more than just you. I cannot stress this enough, and I know we've kind of belabored this before on other episodes and stuff like that, but when you are a man, when you become a man and as you're pursuing being a godly young man, you just have to understand that you cannot think solely about yourself. The emotional decision that you could make, again, to give a dramatic example, to flirt with the girl at work or to, you know, go looking at stuff online or to, like, it's very easy to do those things when you're only thinking about yourself and your happiness and, you know, cutting this corner, cheating on this, on taxes or whatever it is, as opposed to, again, to use the example, flirting with the girl at work. Okay, what's that going to do to the woman that I committed to? What is that going to mean for my kids, either that I do have or that I don't have, that I'm going to, you know, that I'm going to have to live with that and maybe they find out? Like, if you start thinking about those things, guess what? You're probably not going to do these things.
Yeah.
Even the, you know, what Joe brought up with the example that we had with the episode a few weeks ago about not being a follower, just not doing stupid stuff. Similarly, if you're just thinking about the adrenaline rush you're going to get or the how much, man, this is going to be a really cool story in 20 years about yourself, and you're not thinking about, okay, what's this going to do to my parents? What's this going to do to, again, just thinking about more than just yourself. And it's so hard to do in the culture that we live in that tells you it's all about you, whatever you want to do, whatever makes you happy. And listen, Joe would be the first to tell you there needs to be room in life for you to be kind to yourself, take care of yourself, self-care, all these things. Your life and your decisions especially cannot revolve around you, because if you do, then your last name just doesn't matter as much because you're thinking about just yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that makes perfect sense. And we're speaking to the negative side. There's also a positive element to this of, like, okay, there's been hundreds or thousands of Wilkies that have lived that, probably thousands, right? Tens of thousands. Who knows? Going back to 1400s. Okay, well, most of those didn't make a splash, negative or positive. And that's okay. Yeah, I'm not saying you have to make a massive splash. You certainly have the opportunity to, though. You have the opportunity to establish your family more. You have the opportunity to think about something more than you. I want to think about my grandkids. I want to think about my great-grandkids. Yeah. Am I living in a way? And no, I don't run every decision. I decided to eat a cheeseburger today because my great-grand, you know. No, not every decision runs through this, but the big decisions. The big ones, the you know, who you get married to or the friends you hang around or the choice you make to go to college or choose a job. You have to think about, exactly as you're saying, more than you, and realize these things reverberate into the future. Like, or you know, you're kind of upholding the past, and that's the third point that I have on here, I guess fourth with the point about God. But you have to think more than just about the future. You have to think about the past. You are, to a certain degree, I don't want to put all the weight of the family on your shoulders, but to a certain degree,
yeah,
there is a level of, like, the Wilkie name goes back to the 1400s. I keep saying it. I'm sure we have listeners that they can trace their name back way further than that. Obviously, you can go back to the Mayflower very strongly as dad's name. You know, like, your name is William Bradford. Mm-hmm. That is a very strong tie. That's not just tangentially you got there. Like, no, you're carrying that forward, and that matters. And so it makes you think not just about the future and what you want. You go back and go, what has it been up to this point? And the reason that matters is for two things. Maybe it was horrible, or maybe it was really good. Mm-hmm. If it was horrible, you have an opportunity to change those things. I don't, like, who is the next Dahmer to come up?
Yeah.
It's going to have a tough time. That's a tough time to reclaim that name. But you can live in such a way where maybe people in your circle start associating the Dahmer name with something better, right? If this says just Jeffrey Dahmer. So that is on the negative end. On the positive end, maybe you do have a strong, William Bradford is a great man. You go back, you can read about him. He's a great man. It's really cool to get to uphold that and to point back to it and say, this matters, and I matter because I'm a link in a long chain. Mm-hmm. And so we can look at it and go, man, I'm nothing. I'm just one link. It's like, yeah, but without you, the link breaks. The chain goes nowhere. And this is why, obviously, we advocate having more kids and things like that. You need to have kids because last name matters. Yeah. I want to pass the last name on to somebody, so we should be having kids. And to teach them to be a great link in this long chain throughout history.
Well, the next question you have on here, Joe, is like, how do we do this? I mean, we gave the reasons. You got to think about more than just the immediate. Think about more, or think about more than just yourself, and then thinking about more than the future. And I always think about how we talk to our listeners and viewers about, you gotta consider everything, past, present, and future, yep. but leaning too far in one direction is a problem. But think about how you have to ask yourself, what do you want your family name to mean? You can't really, and that's the thing about the past. You can't change what your family name has meant in the past. You just can't. Maybe it is one of those, maybe your family name has not been great in the sense of like bad reputation, a lot of bad guys, a lot of bad dads, whatever it is. You can't really change that, but what you can change is moving forward, what my last name is going to mean, what my kids' last names are going to mean, what my grandkids, you can shift the direction. And so it could just be literally asking yourself, what do I want that to mean? Do I want, when people hear the last name Harib, I want them to know that really hard workers, really, really hard workers. You would not find a lazy Harib around. A really good dad. I've talked about that a lot. Like, I kind of want that to be my legacy, is just being a really, really good dad and a great husband.
Really honest, yeah.
Honest, having integrity, successful at work, like a really good businessman. Like, those things are obviously probably not the most important, but it's certainly okay to want to be known that I was a good businessman. I made a lot of difference in the community. I was really involved in politics. Like, whatever it is, Joe was right to bring up, there are positive aspects to this. It's not all just about stay away from being bad.
Don't mess up.
Yeah. Right, don't mess up. It's more so about kind of strategizing and figuring out, what do you want your last name to mean in a positive way? What do you want to pursue? What do you want when people think of Harib, when people think of Wilkie, when people think of your last name, what do you want them to come to mind? And a lot of that comes down to the way you live your life.
And this isn't to be a jerk, and we've talked about this before, and Will and I can go on and on about this subject. You have a lot of boomers. You have a lot of people who are older who thought about themselves.
Yep.
And they did perfectly fine. They're doing well in retirement. They got a house. They didn't think at all about the next generation. They didn't think at all about how this is going to affect it. Inflation, how, you know, we have 8%, 8% to go buy a $400,000 house. Well, we used to deal with 10%. Like, yeah, but the interest rates at 10% were on an $80,000 house. Now it's 8% at a $400,000 house. These are differences, but they didn't think about the next generation. They didn't think about trying to establish their kids and their kids and their kids' life, right, all the way down the generations. They thought, I'm going to get mine today. Things are going to be good. What we're talking about here is, I want to pass down to my boys, the Wilkie name does matter, and this is the type of people we're going to be, and I'm going to think about their generation. I'm going to think about them being stand-up individuals and them, like, them teaching their kids that the Wilkie name matters. And so the reason I'm bringing those two things together, I think there's an individualistic focus in America, specifically of that older crowd of like, wow, I mean, sorry for you. Sorry it didn't go well for you. I mean, you guys just are lazy. Like, no, you didn't think about the next generation. You didn't think about your kids and your grandkids and what the world we're going to live in. It's the same as preachers. My brother's gone off on this. Well, the church may not be strong in America, but it's strong in India. It's strong in Africa. Like, my kids aren't finding people in Africa and India to marry. I need them to have a church that's closer than an hour away for them to go find spouses at when they get older. Mm-hmm. For them to go worship at, where they're not driving an hour and a half to have to go worship and go to Bible study on Wednesday nights and such. We want to make it strong today, and we want to make it strong tomorrow, and we want to make it strong in 50 years from now. And that only thinks when you're thinking bigger than yourself. And this is why the last name mattering means something. I love how you said that. I want Wilkies in this. We talked about, my brother and I have talked a lot about establishing the Wilkie name is strong in Middle Tennessee. It's not strong around here. We just moved here. We're from Colorado. I think it's fairly strong in Colorado, but you know, we have our detractors too, I suppose. And so down here, we want it to be, we want the name to matter. I drive around in the Potts name, that's part of our family. And the Potts name, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of Potts around Hickman County. There's a lot of, I mean, you look at all the families. I'm blanking on them now, but like down here, family matters. Yeah. And these are generational families where you go, oh, those are good folk. Those are good people. How'd you get there? Because down the line, yep. A lot of people ended up thinking about, this is who we are. This, you know, we don't cheat people in this family. Mm-hmm. That's not what we do here. We talk a lot about creating a culture. This is what we're talking about. So we've talked about these things in other episodes, but this is kind of culminating in, this is about creating a culture. What does the Wilkie name mean? And what is it going to mean to my three sons? What's it going to mean to their kids? So on and so forth. And what do I want people to know about me? So that is the first point. What do you want your family name to mean? Is it the integrity that shows up? Is it the Christian part that shows up? If you're thinking about it, you'll think about, how do I pass that down to my sons? How do we create that culture where it's like, us Wilkies don't get into this garbage. We don't do those things around here. You can appeal to something and you go, well, why can't you just appeal to Christ? A lot of Christians live in a lot of different ways. There's a lot of, you know, and that's okay. I think we'll all be in heaven, assuming there's not sin, right? Active sin. we may not value the same things. There may be Christians that put more value on knowledge than put value on helping others or whatever it may be. Not saying they're not Christians. What do you want out of your family? Maybe you really want to be those that help others and you want your kids to help others. Then place the emphasis on that. Christians should do it in general, but that's going to be a specific thing for the Wilkie name or whatever it is, if that makes sense.
It does. I've got a personal story I want to share here in a minute. So Joe, I'm going to hit the last one real fast. If you want to hit the one in the middle, and then I'll just kind of wrap with the story I want to share. We talked about, you have to ask yourself what you want your family name to mean. The second thing that I would say is, don't make decisions that will reflect poorly on your family. And talked about it already, so we won't belabor it. But basically, again, when you have a decision that is in front of you, whether it be a big decision or whether it be a small, again, emotional decision, should I go this route? Should I do this? Should I be in this place at this time? Should I, again, just because we're guys, should I have the woman into my office to talk about with just the two of us? No, probably not. You probably shouldn't. Stuff like that. Should I open this app? Like, all these things. Don't make decisions that you know ultimately will reflect poorly on your family. It doesn't mean that you need to make every decision under the guise of, okay, what are people going to think about this? Not necessarily. It's not really what we're saying. It's more so a matter of, okay, the negative consequences of this.
Right.
How will that impact my family? What will that do to my kids? What will that do to my grandkids? What will that do to all these things? You have to, that train of thought has to come into your mind when you have these decisions.
Absolutely. It'll be fine for me. Your wife has to bear that. Your kids have to bear that. Your kids have to show up to school with the shame of, wow, dad was, having an affair with the teacher. Like, you hear these
stories.
Or
he lost all his money because he, spent on crypto or something. These are things that matter. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You worked with a client, there was embezzling. The parent embezzled. And it was one of those, like, everybody knows, and the kid has to walk into school like, oh, wow, that's what happened. You have to make these decisions with other people in mind, going back to our points earlier. But yeah, don't make those decisions. Last one I'd say is, we talked about this as well, but in what ways can you fix broken links in the chain, and in what ways can you add new ones to them? We look back, there's generational trauma. That is a thing. The Wilkies had generational trauma. We have a lot of addiction in our past. We're trying to break that. I've been an addict myself. I don't want my boys to be an addict. So I'm working on changing those broken links in the chains, and I'm not happy with those. We have had some deadbeats in our past. The Wilkie name isn't this bastion of everything. Every person has been super strong. No, we've had some bozos. We've had some people that I don't think were great. We want to change those. We want to look at those as broken links in the chain and say, we're not going to be that way. We're going to add stronger ones and change these specific things. So it's important to know your past. My Meemaw was the same. She'd go to cemeteries. She's got us back to the Mayflower as well on her side. My mom's side, and not near the connection you guys have, but... That's cool. Yeah. That's cool to know those things and to be able to trace lineage and heritage and everything else so that we can say, here's the broken links, here's the chains, the links we want to add, and create a strong foundation where in that part of wherever you may be, this name is strong. This name means something. When I walk in to certain places, I want the Wilkie name. Oh yeah. Okay. I know who they are. Those are really good folk. Those are good people. That's cool. That's something that you just don't get when you're just stay out of the way type of thing. Like, no, I want my kids to be able to walk in someplace and say, yeah, it's Harrison Wilkie. And they go, wow, that of the Wilkies, those Wilkies. Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's not
in a prideful way.
Not in a prideful way. Pat myself on the back. Nothing like that. It's like, it's really cool to think that my family could provide help around here, could be great, that this, it carries weight and gravitas to it. And so that's all we're saying. So, Will, I don't think there's much more to add.
Yeah, no, I'm curious your story. Yeah, here. I'll get real personal with the Godly Young Men podcast listeners here for just a second. By the time this comes out, my grandfather will have passed away about 2.5 weeks prior. He passed away on January 6th, I want to say. 5th. Mm-hmm. It was the 5th, January 5th. And again, I'll just be super open about the fact that my grandfather was not a great guy. He was not a great man. He first of all got divorced. My dad at 15 years old had to live through the reality of both of his parents splitting up. My grandfather went and married somebody else and just kind of had a reputation of being a bit of a womanizer. And he was just not a great guy. He was very selfish. He even saw it in his old age. Like, he treated my dad and my uncle pretty poorly, both of his sons, and was just not a good guy. Again, just very selfish, and nobody would want him as their role model. And what makes that, first of all, tough, but then secondly, what I will go to my grave commending my dad for, and I don't think my dad even watches this podcast, but if he does, shout out to my dad. My dad sat us down when we were, I was 11 or 12. So my siblings were probably didn't really understand the whole concept, but he sat us down and he basically was like, I want us to make a decision right now that for the next 250 years, we will not have any divorce in our family.
Wow.
And he made us commit to that. And obviously, okay, you can say, okay, well, he just, you know, y'all were 8, 10, 12. Like, but it stuck with me because he saw what it did to him at 15 years old for his parents to split up, for his parents to not put each other first. And even more than that, my dad has committed to what I call breaking the cycle. His dad was a pretty crappy guy, from what I understand. My great-grandfather, so my grandfather's father was not the best guy either. Dad could have continued in that. He could have lived for himself. He could have pursued a bunch of women. He could have done whatever he wanted. And he said, you know what? No. Enough's enough. And my uncle the same. My uncle's a great guy as well, great family guy. They both decided, we're not going to live like this anymore. We're going to choose to raise our kids right. We're going to choose to be hard workers. We're going to glorify God. We're going to be Christian men. And I share that story to tell you, it doesn't, like, as you think about your past, as you think about maybe, again, your family's got a really bad reputation, it can start with you. The change can absolutely start with you. And all it takes is a lot of hard work, a lot of effort into yourself, first of all, but then also your kids. And that's exactly what my dad did. And again, on the one hand, I'm sad in the sense that next weekend, I'll be going to my grandfather's celebration of life ceremony thing. And on the one hand, it's going to be kind of a somber occasion because he was not a very good guy. We weren't all that close. He didn't really treat his grandkids all that well either. But on the other hand, it will be very special to see my dad and my uncle up there as like they broke the cycle. So that's what I think of when I think of your last name mattering is, you know, it really in a lot of ways starts with you and the decisions that you make for yourself, for your wife, but also for your kids, your grandkids, and it's legacy. We've talked about legacy since we started this podcast, but
That's fantastic. There's not much more I can add to that. I think that's a perfect way to wrap. It's a perfect encapsulation of this entire thought of, man, this stuff matters. And you can break the chain. You can be different than your parents were. You can be different than your grandparents. You got to be thinking about these things as godly young men. So thank you for sharing.
Of course. And then just one more thing, as I was going to say, think about, as I'm sitting here on a podcast talking about the fact that my grandfather was not a great guy, think about what do you want your grandkids to say about you?
Yeah.
What do you want your kids, but even your grandkids to say about the type of man that you were? I mean, you hear the stories about guys who their grandfather just did awesome things and was just a great guy, great for the community. Again, hard worker, all these things. What do you want your kids and what do you want your grandkids to say about you? That's a good thought to have as well. So that's the last thing I'll say. Joe, do you have anything
else? No, that's fantastic. I think that's a great way to wrap. Nice. Episode 103 of the Godly Young Men podcast. Make sure to check out the Discord. Make sure to sign up for that. We'd love more people signing up, and so you can enjoy that. And make sure to pick up some merch as well. But
follow us on Instagram too. We're going to try to be more active. We posted a few things. I've been trying to post a story here and there. I'm going to try to get this guy to do that as well. He doesn't have Instagram, so use his wife's phone or something. But just, you know, letting you see our faces a little bit more, as if you need any more of that. But being a little bit more active, I guess, is the point, and letting you guys know about stuff. So follow us on Instagram. That's all I've got.
Yeah. This has been episode 103 of the Godly Young Men podcast. We'll talk to you next week.